And everybody's heard the New Age statement. It's also an ancient statement, all is love. It's the same statement as all is God's will. The two are the exact same contention. They're literally synonymous sentences. If it's love, it's God's will. If it's God's will, it's love. Even if it's the violent death of an innocent person. Even if it's the unbearable suffering of a child. Even if it's any horrible condition that we would look at as unfair, as some form of suffering, as something that shouldn't happen. For the simple reason, who are we to judge? Don't you think God knows what he's doing? And if you don't, and any time you consciously question God's will, you are, in effect, saying God may not know what he's doing, at least in this one case. Then you're lost in that moment. Then you've taken the position that our limited perspective can know as well as an unlimited perspective, as a perspective that isn't bound by time or space and takes into account literally everything, every molecule that's ever existed or ever will exist. You can't do that. I can't do that. Nobody born on this planet will ever be able to do that. The human brain can't adapt to that. The human body can't conform to that. You can't wrap your arms around it. There's no way. Now, don't think of yourself less because of it, because that too is God's will. You are as you are, as God's will. So anytime you question and wonder, that's a good thing, because it will lead you, if followed in a sincere and correct way, if your questioning is true and right, if your pondering is a total effort, if your consideration is sincere and not ego-based, it will lead you closer to the conclusion that it must be God's will. And at the same time anything leads you closer to that, it's leading you towards a whole host of other understandings at the same time. One of which is, who am I to understand, judge, question, or in any way comprehend God's will? Who am I to know the whole truth? I can know the peace I can know. I can give myself to it to know it as fully as I can. And beyond that, I can't do more. If I'm doing all I can do in that way, then that's it. There's nothing more for me to do. There's nothing I'm capable of doing beyond that if I'm already doing that. And if I'm not already doing that and something is important to me, then the question is how to more do that. And the other, of course, major implication that goes along with anything that takes you closer to accepting the will of God